Nolan, disappointing result, obviously. You guys worked really hard until the end to get that equalizer that didn't come.
Yeah, I mean, we're throwing pucks to the net, and it just comes down to, like you said, we never quit and just kept trying to get the W. So, they'll start falling eventually. So, yeah.
I know that you're trying to hide your right arm, right hand. It was a battle against Mason Gerson. This is a heavyweight fighter, but you decide to step up and go against him. What was the thinking behind that to face one of the true heavyweight in that league?
Yeah, I mean, lots of energy in the crowd there, and I got a little excited, not going to lie. And, spent a lot of time at university, and that's been a part of my game. So, just figured I had a feeling he'd be willing, so just stepped in there and tried to do my best.
Were you a little bit rusty? I mean, for 4 years, you couldn't drop the gloves, but tonight you face one of the toughest guys that you could find.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a lot of rust there. He got me quite a few more times than I got him. But just like you said, just trying to get in one and trying to get the crowd into a little bit.
What is the main adjustment from the U Sports rank getting in that playoff push where everything is so intense and every point, every physical battle up there could be the difference maker?
Yeah, I mean, it's fast hockey. It's high-paced hockey with a lot of checking, and it comes down to little mistakes. And, it's been quite the adjustment. I think I'm settling in a little bit here. But, just excited to get in with a great group of guys here. They've been awesome and excited for the playoff push ahead.
12 games left to play. Do you think that you have the abilities to provide something different in that lineup to help it maybe make their way to the playoffs?
Yeah, hopefully just trying to play my best and play some simple hockey and get pucks in, finish some checks, and go to the net. That's all I can really try my best and, try to help the team win.
You've played 4 games so far with Laval. What has stood out for you about the team?
Oh, just a great group of guys. Like I said, on the bench, everyone seems like there's a lot of camaraderie, and it's fun to be on the bench with these guys. And like I said, they're really welcoming with all the new guys coming in. So it's a lot of fun to get on the ice with them and compete.
And to have a regular spot on the team, what do you have to do at your best to earn that?
Yeah, just work hard every day and try to get better. Like I said, every single day is a day to get better, and just trying to not make any big crucial mistakes and play your game with a little bit of confidence. And yeah, like I said, play simple, I think, is the biggest part.
And there's a lot of forwards who are out right now, so it gives you an opportunity to get into games right away. How important is that to not only practice, but get into games and have an opportunity?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, they're a little injured here, and I used to play for Bucky, so you're on the phone. And a good opportunity for me to try to get in and get my feet wet a little bit and play my hardest and try to adjust to the game for sure.
You just talked about Kelly Buckberger. Was he the guy that helps you getting that contract to end that season here?
Yeah, I mean, I played for him for a year and our season ended. And we keep in touch. He's a great guy and I really enjoyed playing for him. So, yeah, definitely started with a conversation with him. And, just happy to be here and try my best and help the team win.
How about that right hand? Will it be good enough to go tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. That'll be good. No problem. All right.